has been said that along with the Lord's Prayer, Psalm 23 is the best known passage in our Bible. And in its metrical version, it must have been sung more often than any other hymn. To what then does it owe its popularity? First thing to say is that it's well known. Often an argument that is cited for its use at weddings and funerals. People all know it. However, it is worth reflecting on the fact that people favour things with which they are comfortable. Those things which we have come to know and love give us a sense of security, even though they may have no intrinsic value. It is for this selfsame reason that people often argue for the maintenance of tradition. We've aye done it that way, and we're comfortable doing it that way. And that same argument certainly supports the idea that you cannot repeat the Christian gospel often enough, even assuming that most people have heard it before. Although that's a huge assumption in the 21st century. But the fact that it's well known would not, I believe, of itself have guaranteed Psalm 23 the place it has in the hearts and minds of women and men, Christian and pseudo-Christian, churched and non-churched alike. Surely it is the message of the psalm which secures its popularity. For it speaks of God in three roles which are readily understood in human terms. It speaks of God as a faithful shepherd. It speaks of God as a reliable guide. And it speaks of God as a loving host. The Lord is my shepherd, says the psalmist, thereby summoning up all the qualities of a good shepherd and applying them to his understanding of God. A shepherd is someone who cares for and protects his flock. Someone who moves them from one pasture to another so that they have ample food. Someone who knows where the water pools are and ensures that the sheep have good fresh water each day. The shepherd is someone who, in eastern lands in past times, even when he had gathered the flock into the fold for the night, himself lay down across the opening to guard the sheep from attack by man or beast. This image of the shepherd is a powerful one in Scripture, and one that Jesus evoked when speaking of himself. To say, "The Lord is my shepherd," is to imply that we have complete confidence in God's care and protection. But it also means that we identify ourselves with the flock. For no shepherd was ever engaged to look after only one sheep. That, friends, it seems to me, is worth remembering when we are inclined to think that our faith is a very personal matter, a matter of individual contact between ourselves and God. Yes, the shepherd may know each of his sheep by name and may willingly leave the 99 and go in search of the stray. But when he has found the lost sheep, he will bring it back to the flock, the best to care for it there. But if the image of the shepherd is a powerful image of a God who cares, it is this shepherd whom the psalmist also pictures as a reliable guide. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Go into any bookshop and you will find a vast array of guidebooks. DIY guides, travel guides, hotel guides, walking guides, you name it. And of course, these days you can Google just about anything for instruction, which one of us has not used YouTube and followed it carefully while we changed a battery in a key or whatever. Few of us are experts in everything, so that we recognize we need help. Help to find our way. Help to get the job done properly. Help to get the most out of an interest or a hobby. And when you think about it, it's quite amazing that while we have no hesitation in seeking out that kind of help, whether from a book, an expert, the internet, or someone who's been there, we seem to be terribly reticent to seek advice on the direction our lives should take. There's this feeling that once we've grown up and the responsibility for our lives has been given totally into our hands, we must consequently already have all the expertise at our fingertips to make the appropriate choices. Career choices, moral choices, lifestyle choices, without reference to any other. Quite strange, really, to sing lustily of God's guidance in the right paths, and even through deepest darkness, while we merrily plot our own way. But finally for today, the psalmist speaks of his shepherd guide, as one who is a loving and generous host. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. The psalmist has no doubt that to be a sheep in the care of God, the ultimate shepherd, to be a follower of a God who offers to guide his every step of the way, was being like the chief guest at a banquet. He could ask for nothing more. The sheer extravagance of the language speaks of a recognition that in God's blessing of us, he never withholds anything he has to give. God himself always goes the second and the third mile in giving all that is required for renewing power and providing comfort. When we are weary, when we are dejected, we human beings need practical demonstrations of love and care. We need to be spoiled. And in the view of the psalmist, that's precisely what God does. He spoils us to encourage and strengthen us for the road ahead. And the psalmist could not have imagined how anyone could bear life without such a blessing. Would that each one of us who holds such a fondness for Psalm 23 relied utterly on its message. Would that we listen for the call of God and always kept safe with the flock. Would that we were always ready to follow where God will lead, trusting that he knows the best paths and appreciating the many and abundant blessings which he bestows on all of us. Put in that light, Psalm 23 is a magnificent poem of faith and trust. A poem the power of which is devalued by any thoughtless overuse.